This is the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. We're going to talk about design in everyday situations.
And we're back. This is another episode of the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. I'm David.
And I'm Anthony, I think.
Okay, and he's a little confused about his identity, but not gender identity, but just identity in general is a confusing thing.
Name identity.
So I'll start off by saying thank you to everyone who's listened to our recent episodes. Our last episode with Sophia Mobley of Ask a Black Girl got a pretty good number of listens. So if you haven't heard it, definitely check it out. It's a lot of good information and hopefully entertaining information you can learn from it. Also, definitely check out our previous episodes because lots of good stuff there. And thanks to all those who have listened and commented and shared and stuff like that.
Yeah, indeed. So what's been going on?
What's been going on, bro?
Since the last time we missed the weekend, didn't record.
So yeah, we missed the week of recording. My excuse is I was at a Minecraft fair. It's called Mine Fair, I think. My kids are really into Minecraft, and so we went to a Minecraft thing with my wife. Yeah. And it was wild boring, but they liked it. So yeah. It's like the game with the worst graphics ever.
I don't understand what that game is about. I was listening to something and somebody was talking about a book they wrote that was based on Minecraft. Like something like regular people in their world was turned into Minecraft. And I don't know what Minecraft is about, though. I don't understand, honestly. One day I'll have to check it out.
My kids they have several Minecraft books that they've rented from the library, and they play it a lot. Apparently there's like a storyline to it. I thought it was just like Lego blocks on the computer because that's what it looks like, but apparently there's more to it. And they're like, yeah, you should play, you're probably really good at it. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I did play with them a little bit because at the fair, Minecraft fair show thing, whatever it was, Mine Fair, they had a PlayStation or whatever where you could play Minecraft. So I played with them a little bit there, but I don't even know what I was doing. I was just pushing buttons.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I've been playing, my son plays this dinosaur game constantly. I don't know what, I don't, something like Primal Carnage or something like that. He plays that all the time where he just runs around and shoots and eats people as dinosaurs. I don't know. He's kind of a
dangerous. Yeah, but that seems more interesting than Minecraft to me personally.
Maybe, but well, I've been playing a lot of past month or two, I've been playing a lot of Battlefront 3, the Star Wars thing. It's pretty fun. I mean, it's kind of intense, and you're just, you know, running around shooting each other a lot, dying like too many times in a row, stuff like that. It was cool, but I mean, it's not exactly a storyline to it. You're just running around, and
so there's no storyline mode at all.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think there is. I think the point is you're just fighting. There's a bunch of different modes that you can fight in and stuff like that, but I think I don't think there's like a storyline for it. But then recently, I had to get an old classic that I've been playing for a while when I had a PS3, which is Skyrim, and I had to get that for PS4 because I missed it. Yeah. I like being able to just wander, you know, open world game, just wander around, do what you want, I don't know, loot and pillage and, you know, stuff like that, or you can be a decent person, you know, whatever, fight some dragons, stuff like that, I don't know. It's just, I don't know, it's like, I want it again, because I know I started playing it at a time, and I was just, I don't know, necessarily I was going through stuff. I think I was just, I mean, I guess I was going through stuff. But when I started playing it, it was like, okay, this is something to do to take my mind off of whatever. And so I was like, no, I mean, I kind of missed it. I was like, I want to play that again. So I've been playing that the past couple of days. So that's been cool. But,
well, like you mentioned, taking your mind off of stuff, I think that's important. Because I know a lot of times, well, like in my situation, I have a day job and I do graphic design, web design stuff on the side. So it's kind of like going from work, then I leave work, I come home, and it's like kind of, in some days I'm going to work again. Or like one day last week, I went to work, then I had two meetings after work, and then by the time I got home, let's say it was probably 8:30, 9 o'clock. So then it's like, well, I got maybe a couple hours and I need to go to sleep and then start over again. And I think it's important to have like something that you use to take a break from work.
Yeah.
Or thinking
some
about
kind of work. Downtime, forced downtime. Yeah, because if I just sit around, I will find something to do. Some kind of work or something like that.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm supposed to be working and because I'm thinking about other stuff or whatever, I literally don't get anything done, so I think it's useful. In those times, it's like, well, I should have just stepped away from the computer and did something else, or like said, I'm not going to pretend to be working. I'm just going to watch Netflix. I'm not going to pretend to work and do Netflix.
Yeah.
Like the guy from the office said, don't half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. And that's what sometimes I feel like that's what I'm doing. It's like,
yeah.
I'm halfway focusing on working, halfway watching Netflix, and so nothing productive gets done. I mean, something got done, but it was trash. So it's like...
Yeah, it's like either just...
If you just want to watch Netflix, just watch
Netflix.
Do
a good job watching Netflix, and then do a good job doing your job. Yeah, no. No, that makes sense, because I do that sometimes. I sit down with something while I'm watching TV. It's like, I'll do this while I watch TV, and it's like, I don't actually make real progress. It's like, I write one thing down or something like that. I mean, if I'm just sitting there sketching something, sure, you can do that, but like to be really like trying to actual do real work while you do something else, that's not the most effective. I mean, I can listen to things and do work at the same time, but like, I don't know, you can't be engaged in a show and engaged at your work at the same time. So
yeah,
I've tried many times at
work. There's some things I can do while watching Netflix, but I can't design. I can like put some content on somebody's site or something where it's just blind copy paste, but I have to really think it through, and that collides with, hey, I just want to watch Netflix, but I do need to get this stuff done. And so sometimes I make excuses to combine the two when I shouldn't or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you need the up and down time for mental. I mean, I know for me, like, even like a small break, if it's not like a Netflix, like it's just a walk outside and walk around the block, take the dog for a walk break, that's good for just my mental, like, clarity and just being able to, you know, step away, especially if you're getting stuck on something. You can step away just so you can think. I mean, I'm pretty much freelance full time, so it's like I have more control of my time. So I know this past week there was a part of the day, I mean, I had a lot of stuff to do, but it's like part of the day came and I was just like, I don't feel like working right now. I'll do this later. And a part of me, you know, because you're so used to working a 9-to-5 or something like that, your mind is telling you, no, that's wrong. You need to power through this and just get it done. When in reality, it's like, you probably be more effective if you just really do it later. Just make sure you actually do it later. But yeah, take this time where you're not feeling like doing it. Stop. Do whatever else you need to do. Because, yeah, I needed to go run to the store and get my son some shoes anyway. So I was like, I'm going to go do that. I'll come back to this when I actually am in the mood for doing it. I don't know. It seems kind of... I don't know. It seems like it's being irresponsible, but I don't know. I'm more effective when I want to do the work. So if it's not a job that is time sensitive, then it's like, well, I might as well do it when I'm most going to be most effective. And that'll be later.
Yeah, and then if you waited till... If you did it, like if you forced yourself to do it, then you might not do a good job, and then your other responsibilities, like going to the store, get in the way of you doing it later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it all makes sense. But, I mean, you got to kind of You can't always listen to what your body or whatever is telling you in terms of... You can't always follow the R. Kelly principle with, like, my mind.
I don't think you should ever follow the R. Kelly principle, but that's just what I thought.
But I'm saying, like, you... I think that's the... excuse me, one of the challenges of being freelance, working freelance, is at least you're your own boss, and so you don't want to be an unreasonable boss to yourself, because I've definitely been an unreasonable boss to myself. I wasn't paying myself enough. I didn't give myself enough time off. Like, I wasn't fair to myself. But you also don't want to be that lax boss that's like, you don't have to do no work today. Just chill. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, you can't. That's a dangerous, especially when you're working from home and you could just sit down, you could just lay down, and no one would know. Literally no one would know that you did that. You just get up later and just act like you did some work. But no, you gotta be hard on yourself. I mean, but studies have shown, sometimes the shorter work day is more effective. It's not, the time spent, we're not punching widgets into cogs or whatever people did. A lot of people don't do that. So it's like, we don't need that much time, because I know when I'm not feeling it, I just end up sitting there doing half of the work and spending the rest of the time just clicking around on the internet in nonsense. And it's like, I'd do better if I just stop, and just come back to it and just get it done, which I don't know, which is another reason why I don't like working hourly.
Well, I think the other hourly, so the benefit of hourly is obviously that you get paid when you're just clicking around on the internet. If you're working for yourself, you're not getting paid while you're doing that. But I think the benefit of, or the thing, you, what you have to take advantage of is, like, when you're not feeling it, you should have something else you can do that will help your business or whatever overall. Yeah. Like, so if I'm just clicking around on the internet, then I'm like, let me tweet some stuff.
Yeah.
And get some, like, or let me post something on Instagram or whatever that thing is that's going to, I'm still on the internet, I'm still just reading crap or whatever, but it's actually helping me in the grand scheme of things or whatever.
No, I agree with that. I mean, for me, as somebody who works from home a lot, it's like, well, let me go take a shower, because that'll help me with business when you're meeting with clients. I don't know, I swear, like, sometimes I don't know, this sounds horrible, but like, well, some days it happens when after I get to go to the gym or something like that, or other times I just go, I sit down and start working, and then I look up and like, I'll take a shower in a little bit, and then I start working on something else, and then it's like, oh, I need to eat something, yeah, let me eat something, I'll take a shower after I eat, and then yada yada yada, it's Wednesday. And,
when did this, this hypothetical started, on Monday or Tuesday?
Sunday. No, it's good. It's Friday.
No, I've definitely skipped the shower here and there, but...
If it's the winter, you can pull it off a little better, but honestly, ideally, you would, you need a routine, especially when you're working from home or something like that. A routine works well. It's just, while I have a routine, sometimes it's like, I'll take a shower after I do this. And then after that, after I do this thing, I find something else I need to do. And then it just, I don't know. That's why I end up taking showers at like 1 p.m. and like weird times of the day that doesn't make any kind of sense. But it's just because I, got to fit it in at some point in between work. But I think, honestly.
Well, it's good that shower before
just
you
get. Trying to do what I can.
If you're meeting with a customer, like a brand new person or whatever, do you like wear a shirt and tie?
No. Wait, for a job interview or just like a person? No.
Just a person. I mean, job interview, I would assume, yes, but just a person who wants freelance work from you.
I mean, I'll shower. You'll shower? And I'm all about that, V-neck life, V-neck t-shirt. I'll be wearing that and whatever else I want to wear. But yeah, I'm not going to wear a shirt and tie. Because you're not getting, I don't know. Okay. That's not, I don't know. It's in the job interview. You know what I do.
So I had a, I asked that. I don't know. Well, so I met with a client or a potential client last week, and I was coming from another meeting, so I had on a suit and tie. And one of the things we talked about, because we talked about, and this is a conversation we had with some other people in the past, but anyway, like presenting yourself the way you want, or like aiming for the clients you want, not the clients that want you per se. So I talked to the customer about that, because they want a logo design. So I was talking to them about, like, so the type of customer you're looking for, are they more upscale, or do you care about their socioeconomic status at all? Or is it, do you want any barriers to entry in your design itself? Like, I can't think, most brands that have kind of barriers to entry are, it's not necessarily in the design itself, but it's also in all the stuff they put around it in their branding, like, like Mercedes or Louis Vuitton or something like that. I don't think anyone sees those brands and expects not to pay, much. They expect to have to pay a lot for those brands. A lot of it is history and word of mouth and all that type of stuff, but a lot, I think the brand has something to do with it. So I was asking that because when you go out, your appearance is part of your brand on some level. And so, if I go out looking bummy or whatever, I don't know. I don't know. What kind of message is that sending to people, and do they
That's the weird thing for me, because I don't know. If somebody came to me and told me they were a graphic designer and they had on a suit, I'd be like, what's your problem? Yeah, it just seems extra. I mean, especially, and nowadays a lot of offices are more relaxed on dress anyway. So, I mean, I think, especially, I mean, if you're a creative in the creative field, they don't expect that from you a lot of times. I mean, I try to hit them in the middle. I mean, I'm not going to just show up in shorts, I mean, I'll give you the good business casual, Well, maybe less than casual. Slightly, semi-business casual. I'll give you that, but... I mean, I don't know. I like to be comfortable. I mean, I think that's what makes me feel good. I mean, I think part of it is, because it's possible to wear really nice clothes, but then you carry yourself like a slouch. So I think a big part of it is also how you carry yourself. So you could wear, a t-shirt and some jeans or something like that, but the way you walk in a room and the way you, command, your topic, whatever you're talking about, I think that will ultimately be the thing they're looking at. Also, I'm a black guy with dreads.
I'm foreign, so for my day job I do wear shirt and tie sometimes. I guess I technically don't have to, but I do, just because I'm comfortable dressing that way. I'm comfortable in a t-shirt and jeans too, but I'm comfortable dressing that way. But I do think that let's assume that everything else is on point, like you know what you're talking about, you carry yourself in a respectable manner and all that other stuff, do you think from the customer's perspective it matters what you're wearing? Or would it help improve the impression of your skill and professionalism if you dress a different way?
I think sometimes the way you dress makes you act a little bit different. So you may, if you wear a suit to a thing, you're going to act like you're kind of snooty or something like that. That's for sure.
I don't know if I agree.
I mean, you're going to act like, if you're just showing up for like a casual meeting and you're wearing a suit, you're going to walk around. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird because I don't dress up that often. But when I do dress up, I feel like, just me, just out on the town from the, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
But yeah, I think that has a part to play with it, because like I'll wear a suit on a Tuesday. Like I wear suits more frequently than I ever have in my life. So a suit's not a thing to me. So it's like, oh, this is just part of the outfit.
Oh,
I mean, this is just how I dress.
Yeah.
So that's why I said I disagree, because for some people, like, I've worked around like some older white men, and You'd be hard pressed to catch him without a suit jacket of some sort on at all times.
Oh, almost. Yeah.
Like, it would have to be like maybe if they're playing golf or something, but otherwise they wear a suit jacket, like it's part of their outfit. And it's like, all right, do you just wear suits because you can't dress
like
no more?
James Bond and all that kind of stuff. It's like, how do they wear? They're like, come on, like for what your job? Like, is a suit the best outfit? Like, what is that made out of?
Yeah.
Because every time I've worn a suit, I was like, I can't lift my arms properly. And like,
That might be a different problem with your suit. But yeah, I guess overall, my thought, I think it depends on the client, really. Because like, if I'm just meeting a random person that just wants something simple, then I don't think the outfit matters as much. But let's say I'm meeting with a group of people, maybe a president of a company or owner of a company or something like that, then I'm probably going to... I might not wear a suit and tie, but I might wear a suit
I'll give you a button-up.
From my perspective, it's a thing of respect. Like, if I was going to meet the president, the former president, I would probably wear a suit just out of respect to say, hey, I respect you, so I'm not just going to dress any old kind of way. You deserve my nicer clothes, not my
record
clothes.
What if you were meeting the current president?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I wouldn't. So, that's how I look at it. But I just, your perspective. Just
no, curious. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, if you're making a presentation to a bunch of people, I mean, I'll give you a nice button-up. I don't know if I wear a suit, mostly because I don't have a suit. But, I mean, I'll probably, I got some suit jackets. I mean, a blazer or something like that. I guess it depends on the environment. Honestly, I haven't been in a situation like that. A lot of times I'm meeting people one-on-one, and it's just like,
Yeah, if you say, hey, let's meet at Starbucks. Yeah. I'm not wearing a suit. Unless I'm coming from somewhere where I had on a suit, you're not going to catch me in a suit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I just haven't been in a situation where I had to face that. I'm pretty good at gauging, like, how I should dress for what event. I don't usually feel under or overdressed. So.
Yeah. Last meeting I went to with a suit. The person I met with had on basketball shorts and a t-shirt. But I was coming from a different meeting where a suit was somewhat necessary. So I was like, hey, I can take my tie off.
Yeah, meanwhile. Why did they come to that meeting dressed like that?
I don't know. I don't know where they were coming from. It wasn't like I don't take it. Like, if you come to a meeting with me dressed any kind of way, I kind of don't care. It doesn't affect me, my opinion of you. If you do, like, if you show up in a full suit and, like, trying to flash money on me, then I'm automatically going to make some assumptions about your ability.
You remember that movie, The Pursuit of Happiness? And he showed up in, like, his, like, dirty, like, paint-covered clothes?
I don't remember that part exactly, but you're talking like he went to work on Wall Street.
Yeah,
or
it was like his interview for it, and he showed up, and he had been painting his house, and then got arrested for something, and he got out just in time to run to the interview, and he didn't have time to change.
Yeah. Okay, I think I did see that.
That was crazy, but
I think no matter what, let's go back to what you were saying. No matter what, you've got to have the skills to pay the bills or whatever you want to say. You as a person have to be interesting and engaging and have useful information to provide.
You're gonna be an empty suit.
In addition to the suit, if you have the suit, that's nice, but you need to have all that down first.
Yeah.
So, if you don't have that stuff, fix that stuff. Work on your profile, not your Facebook profile, but your real life person.
You'll be able to pull out that suit. So.
Yeah. But I mentioned watching stuff on Netflix. I've been watching Defenders recently, and I thought it was all right. So a heavy sigh. What episode am I on? I'm not sure what episode I'm on. So far, I wouldn't say it's bad, but
it's not as bad as Iron Fist, I guess.
Yeah. So I finally finished Iron Fist, and Iron Fist was complete trash.
Yeah.
Because it just ended randomly, like. I don't know. That was dumb. But I thought... I don't know if you noticed, but I thought it was interesting in the first couple episodes. Like, the Defenders assembled, every time they, show Luke Cage, like the music would change like some.
I did notice that it would change it like. Yeah.
And then, I thought it was interesting because it was real like, it helped you keep up with the story in some way, because like if you were looking at Luke Cage, all his stuff had like a yellow tint to it. Obviously, the music was more hip hop and stuff like that. Yeah. You're looking at Jessica Jones; everything was more blue tint. I don't even know if there was music or was that eerie, ominous music in the background.
In Iron Fist, everything was just kind of blah. It was blah tint.
I don't even remember anything with the Iron Fist.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't think they did anything special for Daredevil, because Daredevil is. He's kind of on the same color palette as Jessica Jones, with like the blues and the somberness. But yeah. I thought that was interesting how they did that, because it made it easy for the most part to tell what you were looking at. I mean, when you're talking about the other main characters that were coming up in the story, they didn't have their own color palette. But yeah. Luke Cage definitely had his own color palette and like musical stuff.
Yeah. That I did notice that, and I like how they switch between scenes sometimes. It was like they got on a train and like switched, and it's like, oh. Orange tint. Oh, okay, Luke Cage is coming up, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that was cool. I mean, it had some good elements in it. I mean, I will definitely say that Jessica Jones is the best thing on there.
Mm-hmm.
She's the most interesting character, for sure. And, I mean, yeah.
So, I'm tired of the nurse. She's just, like, conveniently there all the time.
I mean, she's in the... I'm not tired of her.
I don't know.
She can stick around as long as she wants. I'm cool with that.
I haven't seen the finish the show, so I can't even say. But I'm like, all right, she's just always around, and she's just the person who.
I'll just say she doesn't stop always being around. I mean, they need her to be around because none of them seem to have sense sometimes.
They all have like emotional problems, and she's always just like, stick together, guys. But so I forgot what I was gonna say. Yeah. Oh, seeing Jessica Jones again. I remember it kind of reminded me how much I liked her series, her standalone series.
Hers is the best. I mean, Daredevil was pretty good, but out of all of them, I think Jessica Jones is my favorite. Just, I don't know, just, she's an interesting character, and the actor does a really good job, and she's just, I don't know. I just like the way she doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I like that, you know. Like, because everybody, I don't know. It was a... And I guess in Defenders, I mean, it was cool when everybody got together because you got to see them interact with each other. Like, her and Daredevil, that was cool. It's a lot of stuff with Luke Cage and Iron Fist. Not a whole lot, but them together, that was kind of boring. But
their beef seems just stupid. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of... Because, like, in the comic books, I guess they're supposed to be best friends or whatever, but it's just awkward, like... Because in the show, it's like, you two would never hang out. I mean,
I thought it was interesting.
Obviously, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones get along very well, but
But I thought that was interesting. Like, I liked how some of the stuff that happened between Luke Cage and Iron Fist when they were arguing about like the guy that got put in jail or whatever. Like, he brought up some good points or whatever. Like, it was good to hear those points.
He definitely
a show. And not just, you know,
it was definitely stuff the white privilege.
The white privilege discussion.
Yeah, that was cool. So I mean, yeah, he had that moment, but I think that was like the only real like moment like that. Otherwise, he was there, and I don't know. Sometimes he was kind of getting beat up, and it was kind of like, really.
Yeah, there's some. That's what I noticed. Was there some inconsistencies with Luke Cage? Because he was fighting, like, Elektra or somebody.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I mean, she seemed to be stronger, I guess. Because she was throwing people around. But, like, he also got hit by a truck and was fine. So. Yeah.
It's inconsistent. He can't, like... Because Iron Fist was beating him up, but not really doing anything. So, it's like, this is inconsistent. So, I would like that to be consistent. And then, the other thing... crap, I forgot it. Well, I just, that part was weird to me.
Yeah.
And then...
I mean, I guess they tried to make it like, oh, well, this way it evens it out, because he should have been able to just go in here and just wreck everything, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He's kind of...
His only challenge is hitting people. Like, if he can hit people when he swings, it should be a wrap for them.
Because that's why I kind of think, like, Jessica Jones works, because she's strong, but she's kind of casually strong.
Yeah, she doesn't flex on it all the time. Yeah. She's not big in the face with it. Well, so my favorite moment of the show so far is when she threw that car into the Chinese restaurant and then just walked in behind it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I thought she was going to be... I knew as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, that's her. But I didn't know
she was driving.
I thought she was driving.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. It's like she's just casual with it until she really needs it. Then she like really shows out and it's like, oh, what? Come on. Because the rest of the time she's just like, you know. I don't know.
And then with Luke Cage, is he super strong and impenetrable or just impenetrable?
Pause. And, no, yeah, he's strong and invulnerable.
Oh, okay. Because I couldn't remember, so I was like, why? But yeah, overall, that was, besides Iron Fist, I feel like they show too much of him and this storyline doesn't make sense. And he's also kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they say he's dumb, but then he's just literally dumb.
Sometimes. It's like they embrace the image of, like, from his series and, like, okay, let's just make him the idiot of the thing. So, I mean. It's like, okay, that's your role.
But they're all... I don't know. It's like they can't figure out what they need the Iron Fist for. Like, it was said, but also it's like, why are you fighting to go to the people that want you? For evil.
He's like... I don't know. He's like a kid. He's like somebody on there said. It's like, you're still that kid looking for your... he's that kid. So he's stuck there, but... I don't know. Something else that didn't suck that I watched over this weekend was The Tick.
Is that on Netflix?
Amazon.
Oh, okay. Alright, I'll never see it.
Nah. I don't understand why you don't have Amazon Prime, but anyway.
I never order stuff from Amazon. I ordered something from Amazon today, actually, for the first time in a long time.
Where do you get...
I don't have nothing against
where
Amazon.
Where do you buy things? Like, the store? What's wrong with you?
I mean, most of the stuff they sell, the stuff I need is generally like the stuff I buy frequently is like groceries.
And they have Amazon Fresh now. And I heard I heard on the radio that now that they own Whole Foods, they're going to offer a discount for Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You may need to sign up for that.
They're supposed to be dropping some of the prices on like Staples. Like bananas and some other stuff. I saw in the article, like they're dropping Whole Foods prices and they're giving a discount to Prime people.
Yeah, that's tight.
Yeah, I might sign up. I don't know. Like, I just don't use Amazon because I don't have a problem with them, but I notice a lot of times their prices aren't the best. So if I can get a better price somewhere else.
I just don't like leaving the house, I guess. But I'm just like, is it on Amazon? Toothbrush? Got it. And I can tell Alexa to get it for me. Well, I haven't tried that out yet. That kind of part kind of scares me, but The Tick was good. They had an Alexa shout out in the last episode of that, but because I mean, I don't remember. You remember the cartoon?
I remember when it was on. I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, okay.
I might have.
I remember it being on. I vaguely remember what it was supposed to be about or whatever, but basically, it's this guy, and he thinks he's, like, you know, he had some kind of traumatic... He has PTSD really bad and stuff like that, and then this superhero just shows up called The Tick, and he's, like, really strong and, like, invulnerable and stuff. But, Electra wouldn't beat him up. But, I don't know, he's kind of an idiot. Mm-hmm. And the other main character is trying to figure out... First, he's trying to figure out if he's actually real or he's just imagining this... And then it's like, what is wrong with him? Where did he come from? Why is he here? And there's stuff, there's bad guys around and like this other kind of stuff. But that thing I like about it, it doesn't take itself too seriously. So it's kind of funny. And it's just kind of ridiculous. And I appreciate, especially after watching Defenders, I appreciate watching that. It's like, oh, okay, good. it's kind of dumb and silly, but it has jokes in it. So it's kind of funny. But it, you know, it still has action in it. You know, it has some good moments and everything. I liked it. So, I mean, the season was too short.
I'll add that to my list of things to watch when I get Netflix. I mean, when I get Amazon Prime.
Yeah, well, one day.
Did you watch Ozark?
No, not yet. I keep hearing about that, and I have not yet.
Ozark was... a lot of people hyped it up like it was amazing. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, once you watch it, we can talk about it. Okay. But it's pretty good. There's some surprises that several people surprised me. Just, I don't know. Yeah, we could talk about it later.
another thing that I watched recently, I haven't finished the season, where I've just only watched two episodes, but it's called Room 104. Mm-hmm. It's just another thing on Amazon. I like the concept of it, and what it is, it's like there's a hotel room, 104, and each episode is just about what's going on in that hotel room, and that, you know, just the people that come in there, and it's about what they're doing.
Whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cool concept. So each one will be different, and like the two I've watched so far have been like, it's like, what? It's almost like a, you know, have you heard of that show Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like kind of like that, because it's like something weird going on. Like, what? You know, it's like some kind of twist or something like that, and you're like, what in the world? You know. But yeah, it's been pretty good and weird recently since I watched it, so I'll have to check more of that. But.
Have you watched all of Black Mirror? Like, all the stuff that's on Netflix?
No, actually, I think I've only watched one episode, honestly. But I've,
which one?
The one where it was like the roach people or something like that.
I don't think I've seen that.
There was like one where it's like, I think they were calling them roaches or something like that, but they were...
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. They were really just regular people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, Black Mirror is good. It really makes you think.
Yeah.
I like it, because I saw one about like social media. I guess it was season 4, I don't know, but anyway... Basically, the whole world was running on social media, and so the more likes you had, the more access you had to certain things, more friends you had. Mm. Like, basically, like Facebook type of situation, where if you have more likes and more friends, and your rating, like people like you up or down, and if you got too many downs, your rating would go down, and that could affect like your ability to rent cars or get into certain neighborhoods, all kinds of stuff. And so if you got too low, you're like an outcast. And yeah, it's just check it out. It's worth watching. Whatever's on Netflix, pretty good.
No, yeah, I mean, I will. I know it's good. I think, like, the times it's been on, I've been just kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'm in the mood for this right now. Just kind of like, I started watching. I haven't finished the last season of House of Cards, just because it was like, man, like, we got our own real life, like, House of Cards going on right now. I can't deal with this right now. I was just like, oh, I just can't right now. I'm sure it's good, but I just, right now, I don't know, man. I don't know. I have to circle back around to it, because I was like, I need to find something that's a little more cheerful, or I don't know. I need an escape. Because, I mean,
I think that kind of goes back to what we were talking about before with, like, you need to take a break sometimes. I try and keep whatever I'm watching, I'll try and have one kind of more serious thing. Like, right now, my more serious thing kind of is The Defenders. And then I'll have something with a bit more levity, something, you know, jokey, that I'm watching as well, that's just like mindless entertainment. So actually right now I don't have anything pointless to watch like that. I gotta look on Netflix and find something.
I'm trying to think if there's anything like that. I mean, well, I would say The Tick, but that's on Amazon.
There's always
you can find something,
I'm sure. Just
so last watch night some I was watching shows or something.
Oh, so this show I have been watching, it's called House Poor. Have you ever seen that? I don't know what channel it comes on. It's something like... So the concept of the show is like that these people have a decent house or whatever, but they have upgrades they need to do to their house, remodeling stuff, but they can't because they're not budgeting well. So in the show, this woman, she's like a financial planner. She comes over and a contractor, and they tell you how to fix your budget so that you can afford to fix your house. And if you do what they tell you to do, then they give you, like, I think up to $10,000 to fix it. It's kind of interesting, but I watched several episodes of that because it's funny to see this one couple I was watching. They were spending like $800 a month on groceries. I don't know. I don't even know what you would buy for that much money.
Yeah.
Well, let me not say groceries, but food in general.
I'd be probably eating out.
Yeah, but that, what? $800? That's a lot of money.
I mean, I could see you easily spending a little over $100 a week on food. I mean, I don't know how big their family is, but
it was just too old. No.
Yeah, they're stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no excuse for that. Stop going to Whole Foods. I don't know.
I don't think we're over $200 a month, and it's four of us. So
over 200 a month and it's for y'all.
Yeah,
that don't sound right.
I don't know. I might be wrong about that, so don't
worry. Okay, that doesn't sound right. I mean, I try to budget like around 100 a week or so to spend on food. But
that's a lot of money, though.
Well, I mean, if you're buying a bunch of vegetables and stuff like that, fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, I mean, it can, you know. Well, I mean, honestly, that stuff isn't that expensive, but I don't know. It's still cheaper than eating out.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I've been learning how to use Premiere Pro lately. I remember when I first opened it up, it was kind of overwhelming. But I've been, because I've been trying to get back into doing some YouTube stuff. And it's not as scary as it was, and I'm realizing how much you can do in there. Because it's like the thing I'm editing right now is a commercial I did for somebody. That's how I do it. I just say I can do the job, and then I figure it out. But no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I told her. She knows I'm new to this. I mean, I don't know. But I don't know. I'm interested to get more into that. I'm seeing that I always felt like it would be a natural extension since I do photography and stuff already. And I'm seeing, like, oh, wow, this is kind of fun to just edit and clip things together in a way. It can be a little tedious, of course, but I don't know. It's going to be nice to like be able to add that to my resume that now I can do this. Because I had signed up for classes on lynda.com to do it, but I didn't have time to finish them. The problem is, while you're taking the class, you can't do any work at the same time. So I'm like, so this works better for me. Get a job doing it, and then learn how to do it.
That's how I am, too. Like, if I take a class, I can learn stuff in the class, but it's probably more effective. Well, if I take a class that I have to attend and someone's there to remind me to go and all that stuff, I'll learn it. But if you just say, hey, watch these videos and learn it, I'll probably not watch the videos. I'll watch a couple and then I'll get distracted and won't do it. So it's better if I have work I have to do using the tool, and then it motivates me to learn it. Because I learned Premiere, I learned it in college, but it wasn't until recently that I needed to use it to post something on YouTube for my daughter, and that's when I used the most recent version, and I had to basically learn all over again. But it's for me, it was pretty intuitive. It was just, but I wasn't doing anything complicated.
Yeah,
I was just doing basic, like put some clips together, publish that, maybe put a title.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything complicated yet. I mean, I don't have a need for that yet. I mean, like most things I've learned, I learn when I have a need. So,
yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to. I want to learn After Effects again because I learned it in college and then I hadn't used it since because I always had crappy computers that couldn't really run it very well. Well, I had it on my Mac for a while too, but I just never had. I never had a project where I needed to use it, and so now I have some justification to use it. So I'm trying to learn it again, or at least learn the new parts of it because I still know the basics, but I don't. Some of this new stuff people are doing, I'm like, I don't have no idea how they did that, and I'm going to have to download a template or watch some YouTube videos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what After Effects is for, so I don't know. Okay,
just don't tell me about it.
I won't put it on my resume yet, but I've opened the program, but I don't know.
Well, speaking of resumes, I saw somebody had a resume with like those. You seen those resumes people do with like the little progress bars or whatever to show what percentage of stuff they know
on LinkedIn? Or I mean,
no, not on LinkedIn. It's actually a physical resume for like whatever they're doing, and they'll say like they have like a progress bar or some kind of indicator showing that like 50% of Photoshop, 75% Illustrator, or whatever like that.
I haven't seen that.
I saw somebody's resume like that, and I still don't understand why you would do that, because it seems it's a cool graphical representation of stuff, but it's super confusing, I would imagine, to someone who's interviewing.
Yeah, because I know anytime people have called me about stuff, about jobs or something like that, they ask you how many years you've been doing something.
But even that, if you're doing it at a whack level, for me, I'd rather hear what type of things you've done and not so much how many years. Because it's like, if I've been doing memes for 10 years, that doesn't make me amazing at Photoshop. It just means I know that one little thing.
Yeah. You could,
so I'd rather
be sucking
talk
for
to
10
you.
Years. Yeah.
It's a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like a weird thing. I mean, anytime people ask me that, it's generally like a recruiter or something like that. And then sometimes I'm like, I don't even know if you know what I'm talking about. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, recruiters are generally don't know. Because I've had people ask me, some software has the software name, the gear, it was released in the software name. So someone asked me how long I've been using a certain software, and I was like, since it came out. And they said, okay, how many years? So like, that's like, how long have you been using Windows 2000 since it came out? How many years is that? Windows 2000 came out in 2000, approximately.
Yeah,
so.
I was like, I don't know what.
Figure that
out. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to. I don't know. But, I mean, I've been on a lot of interviews, but I haven't gotten a whole lot of jobs, so I don't know. I don't know what's most effective. So. Obviously not what I'm doing. But I don't know. And probably because I didn't wear a suit. Yeah.
And that might be it.
It was the basketball shorts that threw him off. Okay. Well, we just started we didn't just start it, but we've got a YouTube channel, so make sure you check that out now. That's alienmuffin.com. I mean, that's our website. Our YouTube channel is Alien Muffin. Our Twitter is Alien Muffin, and our Instagram is Alien Muffin. Everything's Alien Muffin, apparently. So make sure you check that out. We got new stuff coming. Trying to make some useful content there. And thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Be sure to comment and subscribe to our channels and stuff like that. And have a wonderful week.